gospel this evening, I think we should find some consolation that although the life of the Holy Family was indeed holy, it wasn't easy. It wasn't always simple. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Saint Joseph did not always understand the behavior, the thinking, the ways of being of their son Jesus. And I think that the reason that family life, whether it be in the case of the Holy Family or in the case of our own families, one reason that it's so difficult, one reason that it's challenging for us, is that family does not exist as an end in itself. Family does not exist, certainly Christian family, does not exist as an end in itself. What could that possibly mean? Well, if something were an end in itself, say family life, we could sort of build a wall around it and just enjoy it. We could forget about everything that exists on the other side of that wall. We could have our meals, have our family time, have our entertainment, our study, whatever it is that we enjoy about family life. We could have that, and there would be no need to ask any questions about what exists on the other side of that wall that we've built around it. It would be an end in itself. But in fact, the life of any family, and certainly the life of any Christian family, exists for the sake of ends, for the sake of goals that transcend that individual family. I mean, you who are parents, you know the goal of your work in the family to raise your children is to launch them so that they can be healthy, so that they can be holy, so that they can be mature, and so that they can accomplish the goals that they set for themselves outside of sort of the domestic setting in which you've raised them. Family exists for the sake of goals and ends that are outside the family. At the very least, every family exists for the next generation. But for us Christians, family exists for the sake of serving God. Family exists for the sake of living out the mission that each and every one of us received at our baptism. And that's difficult. Opening ourselves up to goals outside of ourselves, goals outside of our family, that's always a great challenge for us. Because it's so much more comfortable, isn't it, to kind of build a wall around ourselves and to seek the things that can be enjoyed in that environment. It's always a great challenge for us to be opened up to what is outside, to what is other. In the scriptures tonight, we have a number of examples, really, of families that had a sense that their family life was for the sake of God's mission, the mission to which the Lord was calling them. Take, for instance, Hannah and Samuel. In the first book of Samuel, Hannah, this is what we hear at the very beginning of the book, she suffered greatly because she hadn't had any children, and it didn't seem that she was going to have any. And she was ridiculed a great deal by her husband's other wife, Peninnah, because Peninnah had been blessed with many children. And so Hannah went to the temple at Shiloh, and she asked the Lord, "Lord, if you give me a child, I will dedicate that child to you." And so what we hear today in the first book of Samuel is the child Samuel has been born, and Hannah, in gratitude, dedicates him to God as a Nazarite. A Nazarite, one who was completely consecrated over to God. There were rules sort of governing the life of a Nazarite. He wouldn't or she wouldn't drink wine. He or she wouldn't cut his or her hair but once a year or whenever their period of consecration ended. But Hannah designates Samuel as a perpetual Nazarite, as someone whose whole life will be offered, consecrated to the Lord. Hannah had a very clear vision that this wonderful gift that she had received, that it was something he, Samuel, had a mission from the Lord, and that her purpose in having him was to set him aside for the Lord. She understood that family life serves an end outside itself. It's ultimately for the sake of the mission that God gives us. In the gospel, we hear of the struggle of the Holy Family to continue to come to terms with this child Jesus and with the fact that he had a mission that far transcended the domestic life of the Holy Family. Mary and Joseph, having welcomed this boy into the world, they also are going to be continually asked by the Lord to let him go, to launch him, if you will, to recognize that although he is their son, his mission in the world is to die and to rise for our redemption. So their family as well served goals and ends beyond itself. What does this have to say to you and me? What does this have to say about our family lives? Well, the first thing is that I've sort of lost my train of thought. I apologize. This is the first time that this has happened, actually, where let me share with you what I remember from what the rest of my homily was to be. I remember as a kid hearing stories from my dad about how he had been a seminarian. And obviously he left the seminary. He wasn't ordained a priest. But I remember those stories were an important part of my formation as a boy, but also as I was growing into adulthood, as I would become a man, and when I started thinking about being a priest. Hearing those stories about my dad going to the seminary, and he went to the seminary really as a boy himself. Those were in the days of high school seminary, so he actually started in his formation for the priesthood when he was 15. And hearing those stories taught me a great deal about, you know, it's okay to ask what your mission is in life. It's okay to ask what the will of God is for you. Because my father, actually, as a teenager, asked what the will of God was for him. And he was at least open to exploring the possibility that the will of God for him was to be a priest. Now, by the time he entered college, he was still in the seminary, but during that time, he perceived that it was no longer God's will for him to be a priest. But hearing those stories gave me the freedom to think about being a priest myself. And that kind of allows me to return to the point that I wanted to make, that in families, our goal is to help one another discover the will of God and to convey to one another, to parents and grandparents and parents, that you convey to your children, that you convey to your nieces and nephews, that we all convey to one another, that, you know, it's okay to ask, what is the will of God in my life? In my own history, I learned that it was okay to ask, what was God's will? It was okay to ask, what mission do I have beyond this family? Because I had heard from my dad that he had asked the same question. So, and that's always hard. Again, I began by saying, you know, Mary and Joseph, for them, it was hard to think about launching their child. They had a great deal of struggle in recognizing the voice of the mission of their son beyond their family. But they gradually let go of him. They gradually helped him to understand his mission from the Father. And I think that's a very worthy goal for all of us in our families, to encourage our children. My sister is in a few months, she's going to give birth to my first niece or nephew. I need to help that young girl, young boy, ask, what is my mission beyond this family? What is God's will for me? So let's all of us ask the Lord for the grace today, as hard as it might be, to help one another in our families discover what God's will for us is. In my case, my parents helped me to discern my vocation to the priesthood. They weren't always thrilled about it, especially at the beginning. For most of us, it will be helping our nieces, nephews, our sons and daughters see their way to that person to whom they're meant to give their whole lives in marriage. For some, it might mean helping our sons and daughters, nieces and nephews find their vocation in religious life. There are so many vocations in the church, but we need one another in our families to help each other ask the question, what is my mission beyond this family? What is the will of God? Let's ask as we celebrate this Eucharist and recall the Holy Family, that God might give us the grace to help one another in that way.